Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have expressed my respect for Reed Forgrave on this radio station a number of times before. To me, if you can get to StarTribune.com, this is a must. Because the amount of time Reed put in this story is award-winning, and it's tragic. And it is a story that probably can't be told as well as Reed tells it. But something like this is happening day after day after day. And sadly, with hundreds, if not thousands of individuals, and we're just talking about the power of addiction, power of opioids, and a young woman by the name of Lizzie Carlson and her family, including her parents, Dan and Yvonne Carlson. Reed Forgrave from the Star Tribune is here. Again, to you, just great, great work here. I know you put in over a year of work, including talking to so many family members. How did you first hear about this story?
Great question. And by the way, really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this topic, because it is this, these opioids are just so, so insidious. And you talk with people who work in like narcotic enforcement or mental health or addiction treatment, and they talk about this as just the worst thing they've ever seen over the past 15 or so years. But as far as finding Lizzie, finding this story, it was probably 2.5 years ago, myself and photographer Elizabeth Flores, who I frequently collaborate with, we were just brainstorming ways to tell this tragic American story. And we're originally thinking, let's find 5 or 6 different characters from all over, because this is something, it's about law enforcement, it's about homelessness, it's about mental health. It's like this opioid crisis is about so many of the problems in American society today. And one of the, you know, handful of characters that we kind of zeroed in on was Lizzie. Elizabeth Flores, the photographer, had met Lizzie's family a couple of years ago at a support group meeting for even a support group called Thrive in the southern suburbs. This just incredible family support group for families that are dealing with addiction. And a lot of these families have dealt with deaths from opioid addiction, but came across this family. And at the time, Lizzie Carlson was very much in the throes of addiction, but very much wanting to be sober, wanting to conquer this. And yet this thing kept pulling her back in. The power of these opioids, she just couldn't get away from it. Over the past, I think it was over the past 5 years, her family told me that it had been 57 times that they had tried to get her into, not just tried to get her, that she had gone into detox or rehab or sober living. In 5 years.
Thank you. I'm glad you emphasized this and what you said, because opioids is waiting at any of our doors, whether it's for me, you, a family member, a friend, and think about this. In a five-year period, 57 times, unless you've lived that, Reed, or unless you've covered like you and Elizabeth did, it's hard to fathom that.
It is. And there's these lives of sort of quiet desperation that you see from these people. I covered the meth epidemic in Iowa in the early 2000s when I was writing for a newspaper there. And I thought, no way can another drug be worse than meth. And, you know, opioids came along and said, you know, hold my beer. I'm going to show you. And this thing is, you know, I know, like a lot of us, I've dealt with addiction in my life, in my family's life. A lot of us have. And yes. In a way, I feel, you know, but for the grace of God, go with I. I mean, if I had started down that road, who would have known where that road would have led? Because these things are just, Lizzie got to the point where it was like she was only using to just like get out of bed in the morning. It wasn't even to get high anymore. So when you see people, and I think this is why Lizzie and why Lizzie's family really wanted her story to be told, because of the empathy that when you actually hear someone struggling with this, and I emphasize the word struggling, not just I've given in to opioid addiction, but constantly battling, failing and succeeding. When you see that and you have that empathy for people who are struggling on a daily basis, who are out on the streets, I think it helps you frame this in a different sort of way.
This is Reed Forgrave, great, great writer for the Star Tribune. We're talking about what has happened to Lizzie Carlson and her family and how she just was ravaged by her addiction leading to very strong opioid use. Just, and you write about this, but expand for the radio audience, the family members who would desperately wait to hear from her, how long at times they could go. And the times when you laid out the 57 times, they felt like, okay, maybe we're here. Maybe it's really at a different level. And sadly, in the end, it never was at that level.
Yeah, and I mean, I think until the very end, they held out some version of hope. But when you talk about, you know, 57 times over 5 years, you know, this is addiction that lasted twice as long. She was battling addiction for more than a decade. And you get a little bit cynical about it. That's what her dad talked to me about, because the very last time that he saw her, she was in detox. This was back in May earlier this year, and he went and visited her, and he hugged her, and he told her he loved her, and of course he hoped maybe this time it would take. But when you've been through this roller coaster so often, and you've been just hit by a gut punch for it, it's kind of hard to have that sort of hope. And I think when you talk about like this support group, this absolutely incredible support group called Thrive that has been a savior for the Carlson family. I think what they learned through this support group was love your family anyway, because you frankly never know when it's going to be the last time that you see them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's it's such a reminder. And that, I mean, that can happen to any of us in the most simple ways, let alone if you're in the throes of this. If you are wondering, Lizzie is not with us anymore. She did die. And as you write, this on-and-off boyfriend, she's back with him. They're living in a Ford van. She had just been in detox, told her parents she had rehab lined up. But there's only a certain amount of days you can be in detox. And in the end, that cost her life.
And part of the story is about how the system, the quote-unquote system, can kind of fail people. There, you know, when you point at the system, that isn't like pointing at one person to blame. It's just we don't know how to deal with addiction in this country. I think we're better at it than we used to be, but also the drugs are so much more insidious than they used to be. When you talk with people in narcotics enforcement, they say you've never seen people just drop dead like this, like they do with opioids. Meth can be a much longer addiction. But
Reed, let me just jump in. Do they say, there's a lot they can do, but are there two or three fundamentals when you devoted a year of your life to this, where these folks who deal with addicts and they're at detox, they're at rehab, they're doctors, where if we made a couple of these changes, we couldn't stop everybody, but we would have a better chance for somebody who tries five attempts at rehab, let alone 57.
Yeah, I honestly wish I could give you the silver bullet answer. I think this is such a complex problem. I think one thing is more beds, more mental health beds would be really helpful. That's something this state and, frankly, 49 other states really, really struggle with in 2025 America. That's why so many jails are kind of used as America's biggest mental health institutions. That's a problem, because if you're struggling with addiction and mental health and you're sent to jail, yeah, they have some resources, but they're not experts in that. I think that would be number one. And I know on Friday night I went to it was Lizzie's 32nd birthday, or what would have been her 32nd birthday. And they had a memorial service for her where her four-year-old kid was, when they're playing Lizzie's favorite song, he was dancing in the front of the church, you know, right in front of pictures of her. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But one of the things the family asked was, like, let's take away the stigma. This can be controversial, but the family is very in favor of harm reduction, which is, you know, let's have Suboxone, let's have Naloxone, mm-hmm. these drugs that can combat opioid overdoses. Let's have these widely available. Let's love these people instead of shaming them. Let's love them through it. Doesn't always work. Not a guaranteed of working, for sure. And you can see how, like, politically, how those things can go too far. If you look at the city of Portland, they've sort of taken that approach as a city, and I think it went too far. But I think on an individual basis, taking away that stigma, loving someone in spite of their addiction, not enabling it, but not giving further shame to people who often have lives like Lizzie that are just so filled with shame.
Great work. Sad story. I hope it resonates with a lot of people, because you're right on the stigma. There are too many people, millions are too quick to that just happened to somebody, that would never happen to me. And they put themselves in this position. And listen, we're all capable of bad decisions, but we're also all capable of getting an injury and getting a doctor and getting the opioids that way, or thinking you're treating yourself in one manner. There are so many avenues where you get so addicted, where you lose control. And I just still think too many people, Reed, who have never experienced this, are too dismissive and condescending about anybody who ends up in this path and assumes, well, I could stop it. I wouldn't put myself in the position. When until you've had certain events in your life, you don't know if you could have. manage your way out of it, because it is daunting to do that.
Well, perfectly said, my friend. Thank you for saying that. And thanks for talking about what's a really, really difficult topic for people to talk about.
Thank you, Reed. Appreciate it. Reed Forgrave, he's really, really good. The Tribune is lucky to have him. Again, The Monster Inside of Me, about Lizzie Carlson. Go check it out right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.